A sign it is, the priest agreed. But from our God, not theirs. A burning brand it is, such as our people carried of old. It is the flame the drowned God brought from the sea, and it proclaims a rising tide. It is time to hoist our sails and go forth into the world with fire and sword as he did. Theon smiled. I could not agree more. A man agrees with God as a raindrop with a storm.
This raindrop will one day be a king, old man.
Theon had suffered quite enough of his uncle's gloom. He put his spurs into his horse and trotted on ahead, smiling. It was nigh on sunset when they reached the walls of Pike, a crescent of dark stone that ran from cliff to cliff, with a gatehouse in the centre and three square towers to either side. Theon could still make out the scars left by the stones of Robert Baratheon's catapults. A new south tower had risen from the ruins of the old, its stone a paler shade of grey, and as yet unmarred by patches of lichen. That was where Robert had made his breach, swarming in over the rubble and corpses with his war hammer in hand and Ned Stark at his side. Theon had watched from the safety of the sea tower, and sometimes he still saw the torches in his dreams and heard the dull thunder of the collapse.